Give ear, O king and nobles all, to this my new true song. The living God is all in all, His truth is very strong. Truth will defend world without end, those that are innocent. The man that walketh in the truth hath no cause to repent. A mighty wonder hath been wrought by God in fair England. He hath delivered the king by his almighty hand. Traitors did seek to take away his life, as is made known, but their damned treason is fanned out. God hath them overthrown. Their dark design is brought to light, for all traitors must fall. There is no treason in the truth, for truth is Lord of all. It's truth that maketh treason fly. Truth is a noble thing. The devil's in that man indeed, that would destroy a king. O Charles, rejoice and praise the Lord for your deliverance. He made you king of fair England. I see your life advance. Your secret foes God will beat down and break them all asunder. Your preservation stands in God, who will bring traitors under. How often hath the Lord been pleased your body to deliver? Then praise the living God, O King, that you may live forever. Great hath his kindness been to you. He is your strong defender. Give up your mind unto the Lord, that kingdom he doth tender. When you was compassed about with fiery enemies, the Lord appeared in great power and did their host surprise. He led you by a gentle hand, sent you out of the way, and at his pleasure brought you home. Remember such a day. The kindness of the Lord to you is not to be forgot. Remember this, my sovereign, how fair hath been your lot. The hand of divine providence hath guided you along. Then blame me not, my sovereign, to greet you with a song. True men of old were very bold. They sung with heart and hand. They lived and walked in the truth, the pearl of every land. They praised God and loved the king, bearing the truth within. They had no treason in the heart, but in true love did spring. No man that ever yet knew God was known for to conspire to kill a king or set a land in burning flames of fire. O dreadful treason, God will be thy everlasting death. Those that are found to walk therein, the Lord will stop their breath. Charles, by the grace of God, I say, lift up your heart to God. Then he'll give traitors unto you, and you shall be their rod. By you God will chastise them all. They shall become your prey. Give glory to the living God. He is your strength and stay. The king is safe, but Godfrey slain. Now, traitors, look about ye. You are afraid of every bush. The truth of God will rout ye. Your safeguard you have lost indeed. Your salt hath lost its flavor. You seek for holes to hide you in, for want of the king's favor. Come, traitors, come, with shame sit down. Destruction is your lot. Be sorry now with all your hearts for this your cursed plot. Had not your market been forestalled, and you brought into chains, the devil had bewitched you all. It's he that in you reigns. Another justice was beset, they thought him for to murder. The lion he is in a net, he cannot go no further. His kingdom it is numbered, and now it shall be finished. They are all traitors to the head that have the truth diminished. A lawyer that in Monmouthshire did live hath been assaulted by one that will go to the church, but yet belike he halted. He knew not God to be his God, for false priests they do blind them. All murderers shall feel the rod, with judgments God will find them. Sir William Waller, he is fled, for fear that he should follow. Sir Edmund Bury, Godfrey dead, the huntsmen they do hollow. And closely follow on their game, over all hills and mountains, but yet they shall not hurt the lambs that feedeth by the fountains. Then keep Christ's new commandment, and truly love each other, and then you never shall be shent. For he that hates his brother, he is a murderer, I know, and walks but in the Spirit, which is the free gift of the Lord that none can ever merit. Therefore, O King, show mercy then to me, a worm in prison. I am your prisoner, God doth know. In this I speak no treason. Might I enjoy my liberty, I let you understand, I could not hurt nor yet disturb no person in your land. O King, you can command the press, it standeth good with reason. O King, let this be put in print, in truth there is no treason. They are the dictates of my mind, the Lord he gave them me, and I do freely give them to your royal majesty. O, blame me not, my sovereign, for this poor drop of water. It is exceeding good indeed, and from the divine nature. Charity is a noble spring, in love there is no treason, for charity doth guide the mind along in divine reason. Farewell, farewell, my master dear, consider me at leisure. Here I must lie assuredly until it be your pleasure. To set me free, then it would be to us a great refreshing to see you enter into love and so receive God's blessing.